We don't ask ourselves where language come from because they seem just to be there. French in France, English in England, Chinese in China, Japanese in Japan, and so on. Yet, if we go back only a few thousand years, none of these languages were spoken in the respective countries, and indeed, none of these languages existed anywhere in the world. Where do they all come from? In some cases, the answer is clear and well known. We know that Spanish is simply a later version of the Latin language that was spoken in Rome 2,000 years ago. Latin spread with the Roman conquest of Europe, and following the breakup of the Roman Empire, the regional dialects of Latin gradually evolved into modern Romance languages. Sardinian, Romanian, Italian, French, Catalan, Spanish, and Portuguese. A language family such as the Romance language is a group of languages that have evolved from a single earlier language, in this case Latin. However, while the Romance family illustrates well the concept of a language family, it is also highly unusual in that the ancestral language Latin was a written language that has left us copious records. The usual situation is that the ancestral language was not a written language, and the only evidence we have are its modern descendants. Yet even without written records, it is not difficult to distinguish language families. Similarities among certain languages in the word for hand allow us to readily identify not only the Romance family, Spanish, Italian, Romanian, but also the Slavic family, Russian, Polish, Serbo-Croatian, and the Germanic family, English, Danish, German. There are, however, no written records of the languages ancestral to the Germanic or Slavic languages. So these two languages, which must have existed no less than Latin, are called Proto-Germanic and Proto-Slavic, respectively. If we examine words other than hand, we find many additional instances where each of these three families is characterized by different looking roots, just as in the case of ham. But we also find from time to time roots that seem to be shared by these three families, that is, the same root is found in all three families. What is the meaning of such roots? In fact, similarities among language families such as Romance, Germanic, and Slavic have the same meaning as similarities among languages in any one family. They imply that these three families are branches of an even more ancient family. In other words, a language that existed long before Latin, Proto-Germanic, or Proto-Slavic first differentiated into these three languages, and they in turn diversified into the modern languages of each family. This larger, more ancient family is known as the Indo-European family, and it includes almost all European languages, but not Basque, Hungarian, or Finnish, and many other languages of Iran, Afghanistan, Pakistan, and India. The language families of the world chart shows that the Indo-European family has, in fact, 13 branches. In addition to Romance, Germanic, and Slavic, there are also Baltic, Celtic, Iranian, Indic, Tocharian, and Tolarian, and three single languages that are by themselves separate branches of the family, Armenian, Greek, and Albanian. The 13 branches of Indo-European are connected to one another by numerous words and grammatical endings. Let's take a look at some examples of this now.